The study analyzed the death rate for domestic violence victims whose abusers were arrested in a Milwaukee neighborhood 23 years ago. The findings show that those whose partners were arrested were much more likely to die an early death from heart disease or other internal illnesses. The death rate was highest for African Americans. The authors suggest this is the result of the stress caused by arrest. But Antonia Van of Asha Family Services says the results don't match her own experience.
I've worked with literally thousands of victims, and I have not encountered any that are so traumatized by the arrest. For the most part, they want him out of there.
Van also says she believes poverty, lack of access to health care, and a general lack of trust of the police in African-American neighborhoods likely play a larger role in a victim's stress level than the mandatory arrest policy. But Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says the study raises a broader question about what's changed in the two decades since the study was carried out. He says there are an array of community services for victims now that weren't there before.
Well, now victims get services, okay, and we've got data to show how many more people we've referred. But the arrest sanction per se seems to still have a strong negative correlation, particularly in disadvantaged communities.
Flynn says one thing that hasn't changed since the study is the continued unwillingness of many victims to appear in court to testify against their abusers. Flynn says that means charges are often dropped and the abuser comes back home angrier than before. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.